our assignment was to say about judging righteously, and in John 7:24, I got, "Do not judge by appearance, but judge with righteous judgment."
Psalm 9:5, "For you maintain my judgment and my right. You sit upon the throne judging righteousness."
John 5:30. "I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
Revelation 19:1-2. "The multitude in heaven said, Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous."
All right, for next week, I want you guys to find an example in the Bible when somebody cried out to God for help. Maybe kind of share a little thought about that, just read some verses or whatever. Just find an example when that happened in the Bible. The older boys, I want you to find or give an example sometime in your life that you have asked God to help you in a temptation or you needed help doing something and you asked God to help you and you did something in your life about that.
I just kind of have the same thing as the younger boys did. I thought of an example between righteous and unrighteous judgment, the parable of the servant that owed the king the money, and he was, the king wanted money and was going to throw him in jail, and he asked for mercy, and then the king gave it to him, or he went out and seen somebody that owed him some money and demanded money from him, and he couldn't give it to him, so he threw him in jail for not paying him, what he really righteous judgment or whatever, and unrighteous. And then the king heard it, he got the man that he put him in jail and said, "I gave mercy to you, and that's how you go out and do it."
I just add several verses in Hebrews 10, starting in verse 26. "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice of sins, but a certain fearful expectation of the judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he is sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, to save the Lord. And again, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Acts 13:44. "On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, Behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
I had it Exodus 18 where Abraham was having to judge all the Israelites, and they're waiting from morning till night to be judged, and Jethro told him to appoint judges over the people, and
Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2. Do not judge so that you will not be judged, for in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
I had John 5:30. I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of Him who sent me.
I got in 3 Kings 3, where it talks about Solomon and his judgment, where the two women came before him, and the one had the other baby because she had laid on her own and killed during the night, and then Solomon was judging them, and he told his soldier to bring a sword, and he was going to divide the child between the two women, and the real mother said, no, give it to her, and so Solomon gave the baby to the one that the real mother that said, give it to the other one, and that was a good judgment.
I had the story of Ai when they went to this, when God told them to go destroy the city, and God told them not to take anything, and Ai took something, and they went back to the next. They went to another battle, and they lost. And Joshua asked God why they lost, and He said they were sitting in the camp. So Joshua found out, and God told Ai to get all his family into one spot. And He opened the pit, and He opened the hole around, and swallowed everybody up.
Admin and God owed the king money, and the king said he wanted the money now, and the guy didn't have the money. And the king said he's going to have to sell him and his wife and children and everything that he owned to pay it back. And the guy begged for mercy, and the king forgave him, and the guy went out and found the servant that owed him money and said he wanted the money now, but the guy didn't have it. So the guy threw him in jail, and when the king found out, he told the guy that he had to get thrown in jail and tortured until he paid his money back to the king.
And God judged Ananias and Sapphira when they lied about the money that they gave to the apostles for the land.